With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者, 但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢? 我們也需要他們。
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week. On Thursday, at least 45 people were killed and 150 were injured in a stampede in Israel at an all-night Lag BaOmer festival, which attracted tens of thousands of Orthodox Jews. Lag BaOmer is a religious Jewish holiday which marks the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer, the period between the Jewish festivals of Passover and Shavuot. One of the traditions associated with Lag BaOmer include a pilgrimage to Mount Moron in Israel for a celebration including bonfires, prayer and dancing. It is unclear what triggered the stampede. Some have claimed that it started when some people slipped on steps which caused dozens more to fall, although this has not been officially confirmed. Nevertheless, people at the scene said there were heartbreaking scenes which saw people crushed to death, including children.
We were going to go inside for the dancing and stuff, and all of a sudden we saw paramedics from Mada and whatever running by, like mid-CPR on kids, and then one after the other started coming out, ambulances. Then we understood, like, something's going on here.
Videos posted online showed thousands of people struggling to flee through a narrow passageway. Loud hailer messages then urged the crowds to disperse before police requested the full evacuation of the site. Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, said the terrible disaster was one of the worst in the country's history. The country planned a national day of mourning on Sunday to remember those who lost their lives. The Prime Minister has also promised to investigate the crash, and during a visit to the scene near Mount Moron on Friday, he said the serious investigation would ensure this kind of disaster never happens again. And next.
India is really heartbreaking, as the Director General has said, and the exponential growth that we've seen in case numbers is really, truly astonishing. We have seen similar trajectories of increases in transmission in a number of countries. It has not been at the same scale, and it has not had the same level of impact and burden on the healthcare system that we've seen in India.
The Indian government placed a temporary ban on exports of coronavirus vaccine in an attempt to bring the country's coronavirus disaster under control. India has been facing devastating surges in COVID-19 cases over the past few weeks, and their medical supply is under immense strain. However, despite this, India has remained one of the largest exporters of COVID-19 vaccines to the rest of the world. 1 in 5 doses of jabs around the world have been made in India, but when it comes to inoculating its own people against the virus, the South Asian nation has barely covered 1/10 of its population, and is now seeing an excess of 3,000 deaths every day. According to some reports, if India were to maintain its strict ban, the nation would have enough doses to fully vaccinate its entire adult population by November. But that could lead to supply shortages elsewhere. Currently, questions are being raised about whether India's demand for vaccines to tackle the pandemic might impact other, often lower-income countries in their fight against COVID-19. Sky News analysis found 35 countries have mostly relied on India for their jabs. About 98% of people receiving these doses are from low or lower-income countries. Some of these countries have yet to receive a large portion of the doses previously agreed with India, including Bangladesh, Myanmar, Saudi Arabia, Uganda, Zimbabwe, and Sri Lanka. There have been many debates around how other countries can help India and other countries in need fight against COVID-19. Oxfam CEO Dani Sriskandaraja argues that the best governments can do to support countries in need is to share the right to the vaccine production.
First, we just need to recognise how devastating what's going on in India really is. This is not a wave, this is a tsunami. And many, many experts said it was a question of when, not if, we'd see these sorts of impacts. And we've seen it in Brazil, we've seen it in South Africa, now we're seeing it in India. And I think there is a debate about what more we could do about excess stock, but we believe that the real answer lies in not fighting about the pieces of the vaccine pie, but making the pie bigger. And what we're calling on the UK government to do is to ease the intellectual property rules around who owns this vaccine technology, who owns these vaccine recipes.
And finally, at least 31 people have been killed and 10,000 evacuated after a water dispute took place on the disputed Kyrgyzstan-Tajikistan border. Poor demarcation of the Kyrgyz-Tajik border has led to a number of clashes since the two countries became independent in 1991 after the collapse of the Soviet Union. However, the incidents this week led to some of the worst clashes in years.
Apparently, Tajiks thought the Kyrgyz were trying to meddle with the water supply. There was anger about that. Clashes started. It spread from the civilian population to the police, to the armed forces on both sides, then spread up to the enclave of Voruch, which is a Tajik enclave inside Kyrgyzstan, very near to the border, which has become itself a source of tension between the two sides.
Clashes started on Wednesday when people from both sides hurled stones at each other after surveillance cameras were installed at a water facility. The governor of Batken province in Kyrgyzstan said the two sides had agreed that the water surveillance equipment should be removed, but that Tajikistan then refused. Following the initial clashes, a truce and troop pullback were agreed, but some shooting appeared to continue. By Thursday, military units from both sides began exchanging fire, but later that day a ceasefire was announced, with armed forces returning to their bases. The casualty figures were from the Kyrgyz side, with Tajik numbers unclear. However, Kyrgyzstan's health minister, Eliza Sultanbekova, said in a televised briefing that 31 people had been killed and more than 150 wounded since violence began on Thursday. Pictures published on social media showed some buildings on fire in the disputed area around the Batken region of Kyrgyzstan. Among the burned properties were a border post, more than 20 homes, a school, 8 shops and a casino, according to the Kyrgyz Emergencies Ministry. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.
Hello, Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.